Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a Get Your Ass Back to Work Monday edition, Dominic. And we welcome back a fine guest. Time for him to get back on the Devil's Advocates with us. He is our friend, world traveler, pundit, podcaster, Bill Press. Bill, where do we find you summering most recently, sir?
Hey, Bill.
A little jaunt through Paris and the Swiss Alps.
Ooh. Yeah.
Whoa, magnificent country. But Paris is my favorite city, and the Swiss Alps, unbelievably, just staggeringly beautiful. And yeah.
I hear Rome was nice, but the company, that's...
I was going to say, you know, I kept looking for Dom at the Louvre and all the great restaurants in Paris. I thought I'd run into Dominic.
Oh, man, I wish I was there with you, Bill. I want to get a sense from you. Obviously, lots of riots and strikes and things going on in France, in Paris. What was it like when you were there?
You know what? Not a sign of it. It was all happening in what they call the banlieue, which is the suburbs. And we saw no protests, no extra police presence. No smoke, no nothing in Paris. But it was interesting, you know. It was kind of what we've had in this country in terms of protests against police violence. A young kid shot by a cop, and it really stirred up the whole storm throughout the rest of France, but all in the provinces and outside of Paris, not in Paris itself, right? So,
well, numerically speaking, Bill, a individual 17-year-old being shot by the cops couldn't merit that sort of protest, or we would be shutting it down nearly every day in this country.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Sadly so, right? And that it continues despite everything we've seen in the last couple of years. And you would think that, but I do think that Merrick Garland and the Justice Department are getting back to looking at local police departments and making sure that they have standards, right, that really do properly train people and properly hold police officers responsible for an abuse of police force. And I think that's good for us. It's good for cities. It's good for counties. It's good for the police departments because they get respect again in the community.
Bill Press, before we turn to domestic matters, did you feel like the ugly American out there traveling the world? What is the perception of America currently? Do you feel like, I'm sure you've traveled prior, do you feel like it changed, and has it changed back for the better? Do you feel like the Biden presidency is making people feel a little better about America's stock?
I talked to a lot of French friends about that, and believe me, they think America, what the people that I talk to in Italy and in France, think America is back on track. They're stunned still by the fact that we elected, whatever, we got stuck with Donald Trump, right? And they couldn't believe that America deserves better. There's a lot of respect for Biden. They love America, and they love the fact that America, they count on America being a world leader, and they think we're back in that role now, which we basically had given up for 4 years because Donald Trump made enemies of our longest allies on the planet.
Bill, what about interest in the prosecution of Donald Trump? The federal prosecution, obviously, we have the Mar-a-Lago charges, the classified document charges. I called them the paperwork crimes for a long time, but perhaps yeah. more substantial than that, he was charged under the Espionage Act. What is the world's perception, or at least your friends in Gay Paris, what was their perception of the prosecution of the front-running Republican candidate?
Well, first of all, they are aware of it. And again, these are friends in Italy and in France and in Switzerland, by the way, right? Again, appalled.
Did they stay more neutral, the Swiss?
Not when it comes to Donald Trump. People that I talk to, I mean, they abhor Donald Trump. They think he's a global embarrassment. And by the way, they're very aware of the 2024 looming contest between Biden and probably Donald Trump. They're very aware of what's happening with Donald Trump's legal problems. And people that I talk to felt that he deserves to be in jail, and they hope he soon will be.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. That's our pal, Bill Press. Find him on Twitter at Bill Press Pod. He's a podcaster, prognosticator, and a friend of the Devil's Advocates.
Hey, by the way, on that point, you know, tomorrow is significant. July 11 is the first day where the Fulton County, Georgia district attorney, forget her name right now, but remember she said that she will be announcing her decision about possible indictments of Donald Trump for trying to encourage people to commit election fraud in Georgia. The grand jury's finished its work, and she said she's going to announce the decision. The grand jury recommended that Donald Trump be indicted. She's going to announce her decision. She said sometime between like July 11th and Labor Day. So I'm hoping it's tomorrow, babe.
You're hoping it's imminent, Bill.
You and me both. Fani Willis, Fulton County DA. Bill, my understanding, there was the initial grand jury met and, you know, put forth their recommendations. And now she has to present this to this new grand jury, right? And then they'll come out with that decision then. And certainly it seems like it will be imminent, although not nearly as fast as we want. So how do you think this pans out right now? It's been a while since we spoke, Bill. We've seen some more movement. We've seen some action on Trump and Nalta, right? His body guy continues to play the delay game. So none of these dates are going to be met. So what's your sense right now with the strategy of this Walt Nalta body man for Trump and for Trump himself on those particular charges?
You know, I'll tell you, I had a long discussion with this today in an interview for my podcast, which will be up on the podcast tomorrow, the Bill Press Pod, shameless plug, right?
Yep.
People can find it anywhere you get your podcast. And I talked this week with Ellie Mistal, who's he's the justice correspondent for The Nation magazine. You see him often on MSNBC particularly. He is great. And he laid it out, and I think he's right, that with all these, so Trump's been indicted twice already, right? He's going to be indicted at least two more times, maybe three. But he's unlikely, very unlikely, that he'll be in a courtroom this year just because of the way the legal process works.
Right.
And then we're in 2024. You can see that somebody's going to make the argument, and he will be still the front runner for the Republican nomination. He could even have the freaking nomination before they get him in court. And you know they're going to file right now to say you cannot put the front runner for the Republican Party running for president in a courtroom and tie him up in a courtroom. They may lose that argument at the lower level, at the appeals court level. It'll go right to the Supreme Court. Guess what? 6-3, right? The Supreme Court will say, can't do it.
How does that flush out, though? Because if I'm ever indicted for a crime, then, Bill, I'm running for president and claiming that you can't indict me because I'm running for president.
Exactly. As Ellie told me this morning, anybody else, their ass would be in that courtroom tomorrow morning, right?
Yeah.
But Donald Trump, he's very good at playing this delay game. He gets attorneys who play the delay game. He knows how to do it. and the clock is his friend. If he can push that clock into 2024, and so I think the conclusion is, we can't look. This guy's in a mess of legal trouble, right? And he could end up the rest of his life, whatever it is, behind bars. But we can't count on the courts to get rid of Donald Trump for us. We've got to make sure we beat him at the ballot box in 2024. And if Republicans are smart, they won't even nominate him. But they're not smart. The dumbest as hell.
Easy.
Right?
Easy.
Yeah. I mean, Donald Trump is ahead of Ron DeSantis by 20 points in Florida.
Bill, let me ask you, the court of public opinion, though, the man does not know what the Dairy Queen blizzard is. He was stumped by the concept of a cup of ice cream with some sort of cookie crumbled in it.
Wait a minute. You know who does know what a blizzard is? Joe Biden, baby.
Joe's got a favorite ice cream everywhere, though, Bill.
Joe Biden lives for blizzards, right? No, DQ, man, I grew up on DQ. And how can you win in the Midwestern United States when you walk into a DQ and say, what's a blizzard? But, I think Trump is really losing it even more. I mean, today he said that he won Nevada twice. He lost Nevada twice. It's no doubt. It wasn't even a contested state, right? He said he won it twice. And he also said, what did he call it? A disgraceful state. A disgraceful state. State of Nevada.
He's got a casino on the strip.
That really helps, right? Yeah. Good Nevada. Stumping for votes and call it a disgraceful state. And then he attacked Kim Reynolds, governor of Iowa, the same way he's attacked DeSantis, saying she wouldn't be where she is if he hadn't endorsed her. I think the guy we know he's a megalomaniac, but I think it's coming out more and more. He doesn't think he can say or do anything wrong, right? That his people will stay with him no matter what he says or does. And unfortunately, he's probably right.
Well, unfortunately, it seems to be the case. And he's going to have to win Iowa, right? He's going to have to win Nevada. This is Donald Trump being, it's post-truth. He just says whatever he feels like saying, and all the supporters just kind of nod along, Bill.
Bill, hold that thought, man. We'll come right back. Got to take a quick pause for the cause, and then more Bill Press. He's a podcaster. He's a pundit. He's a world traveler, friend of the Devil's Advocates. He'll make it a back to work Monday edition. The happier happy hour. We're rolling into it.
Occupy didn't start on Wall Street. It started on our street. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Bill Press, our guest, sticking around for another segment. Bill, thank you for doing so. I want this one from the New York Times reporting that David Weiss, the fellow prosecutor in Delaware, who led the criminal investigation into Hunter Biden, apparently rebutted the key element of testimony from whistleblower, quote unquote, Gary Shapley. Weiss said he was, and here's the actual quote, to clarify an apparent misperception and to avoid future confusion, I wish to make one point clear. In this case, the Hunter case, I have not requested special counsel designation. He added that he had never been denied the authority to bring charges in any jurisdiction. So this guy, this whistleblower, quote unquote, Bill, being thrown out there by all the righties and on Fox, well, this is the guy's going to bring down the big guy, apparently was either misunderstood or lying under oath. Bill, what's your take?
Well, first of all, he was not misunderstood. He was lying. And by the way, I think the Republicans in Congress who were depending on him, Jim Jordan and Chuck Grassley and all the rest, right? They knew he was lying. They knew he was not a reputable guy. They don't care. It's just like the Supreme Court. Look at this case in Colorado, right? Okay, they took a case which wasn't a case. They took a case about a woman who wanted someday to open a business and be able to discriminate against people in that business, which she had not opened, had not started to design websites for weddings, right? Which she had never done one of them, claiming that somebody, some guy by name, had asked her to do it when in fact he had not. And that case, the Supreme Court took that case. Why? Because facts don't matter with these people. Facts don't matter. I mean, how many Hunter Biden's been invited, I'm sorry, investigated over and over. It was like Hillary with, you know, and all the investigations over and over, finding nothing. They don't care, right? They've got an agenda. They'll push their agenda, and they will use any lies or any disreputable people to try to get there.
Well, Bill Press, our fine guest, the U.S. Supreme Court has overturned precedent left and right and all over the place whenever it seems convenient to them, finding their will through their rulings. And they've thrown out affirmative action. They've thrown out Roe v. Wade through the Dobbs ruling. They continuously contradict their own thought process. You know, one day it's okay to discriminate, next day it's not. Depends on whether you're black or whether you want to discriminate for religious reasons. But the electorate's got to take notice, Bill. People out here are being affected. Their human rights are being taken away to the left, to the right. Bill, you see electoral consequence coming in a wave fashion, if you know what I'm saying, sir.
I do. I'm not. Well, first of all, let's just be honest about what's going on. The three most dangerous words in the English language today are 6-3, right? 6-3, because that's the votes that they've got on the Supreme Court. And there's no doubt about it. The Supreme Court, which, by the way, as recently as a couple of years ago, was our most respected institution, which people said, oh, these are the guys above politics, right? They're out there to make sure the Constitution applies to all of us. BS, not this gang. You've got six political hacks on the court who were put there by the Federalist Society, picked, handpicked, as the kind of conservatives who would use the court to advance their political agenda, That's what's going on with the court today. They are seeking cases like the Colorado case, like the affirmative action case, like the abortion case, and you go down the list. They haven't... But man, they're just getting started. They're looking for these cases, meritless or not. They're pulling them up to the Supreme Court, and they are determined to roll back all the progress that's been made on human rights in this country for the last 50 or more years. And I got to tell you, I think people are concerned about it. The trust in the court has fallen to the lowest point since they've been keeping track, right, of trust in the Supreme Court. The Dobbs decision had a great impact in 2022 in the midterms. And I think student loans, affirmative action, the gay rights thing will have an impact on the 2024 as well.
Bill Press, not nearly as important, but what do you think got Marjorie Taylor Greene thrown out of the Freedom Caucus?
It's my favorite story of these days. I mean, she is bat, you know what, crazy. There's no doubt about it. I mean, this woman who says, you know, 9/11, no plane flew into the Pentagon. Wildfires in California were started by Jewish space lasers, right? Hillary Clinton had John F. Kennedy Jr. killed because he was a threat to her run for the U.S. Senate. She is totally, certifiably insane. And yet, she's not conservative enough for the Freedom Caucus. What does that tell you about the Freedom Caucus, right? It is, I love it. I love that story. But let me tell you something else. You know who's equally crazy?
Oh.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Oh, yeah.
If you look at the conspiracy theories that this guy is putting out there, right? That the United States put the COVID vaccine out in order to control people by putting microchips in their arms.
Oh, he's Robert, a microchipper? That's still a thing, Bill?
That's Robert F. Kennedy Jr. That's part of his platform, baby. He says that the 2004 election, 2020 wasn't the first election stolen. He says that George Bush stole the 2004 election from John Kerry, right? And he also says the CIA assassinated his uncle, President Kennedy. I mean, he is a wacko as Marjorie Taylor Greene is. Yeah, they deserve each other. There's a team.
Bill Press, what do we got to do to get you up here for a presidential debate in August? You know, Republican style. Milwaukee, well, August 23rd, Bill. We'll make it a good time for you, fella.
Hey, I'll have to check my calendar and see what country I'm supposed to be in at that time. If I'm not on the road, I'll be with you August. I'm going to write it down.
August 23rd.
All right.
Bill Press, okay, always a fine guest, world traveler, podcaster, pundit, friend of the Devil's Advocates. Thank you, Bill.
Thank you, Bill.
Sixty % of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Get your ass back to work Monday, Selby edition. I always appreciate when our friend Bill Press is stateside and he joins the Devil's Advocates. We got to get Bill up here in August for the big, you know, Republican presidential debate. It'll be so presidential, Dom.
I'm sure the only way that would even come close to being true is if Donald Trump does not show up for it.
We got to find some place to broadcast down near the Deer District. Apparently they're holding that event at the Pfizer Forum, sort of a dress rehearsal for the big convention event. I'm very excited.
Can't wait for the party to come to town.
Come on, man. We're going to throw a hell of a party on the radio, and everyone's going to want to tune in. Again, thank you, Bill Press. Some have been asking, and if you have the Civic Media app, there's a super cool feature. You don't even have to remember the phone number, although I'll give it to you again. 844-967-2789. Now, if you haven't fallen in love with the Devil's Advocates yet, just give it time, and you'll want to get the Civic Media app, because then you don't have to remember the number. You can text us just by touching, or call us just by touching the little icon button. But we have been getting a few texts. And some have noted we have pledged to give blood and to ask our audience to give blood. And one of our fine listeners texting in, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 616. Hey, guys, I can't find the donate blood sign-up link on the Civic Media app or the Civic Media website. I blame Jorge. No, it's out there somewhere, but thanks for all you're doing. Well, let me tell you, let me make it easy for you. I Googled it for you. Grand Rapids. You go to an outfit called Versiti, V-E-R-S-I-T-I, and not everywhere is covered by the American Red Cross. There are actually Versiti locations in Wisconsin, so, you know, don't have fear of who's actually going to be the location. But for our fine listener, 1036 Fuller Ave Northeast, Grand Rapids, Michigan, just schedule on their website. It's very easy to do. And Dominic, thank you for sharing it again with me, the Civic Media page. I just don't know where the base page is here. But if you go to the hashtag Civic Pints Blood Donation Challenge, and we want 500 of you fine listeners to join at least Crudy. I'm in for a pint, Dom. Thursday at the Capitol, 10:30 a.m. I'll be public. I'm going to social media. Might, you know, do a live stream, do something fun.
All right.
Sing a little song for old time's sake. Dom, do you pledge you'll give blood between now and July 31st?
I pledge, Trudy, I will give blood for the Civic Media blood drive between now and the end of July. Absolutely.
So we only need 498 others.
I mean, all the pints I've had in my life, Trudy, I can give a couple.
Well said, sir.
You know what I'm saying? Well said.
So anyways, Grand Rapids, Michigan, you know, it's worth a Google. Just Google. It's
worth
easy.
Worth a Google. Civicmedia.us/giveblood. There you go. Oh, I saw this one, Crudy, a 414. You didn't mention this one. Trump 2024. And I got to ask myself, why? Why? Why Trump in 2024? If it's his policies that are so important and his little personality is a little rough. He didn't become very presidential. Then why Trump 2024? You have so many other options. And hell, more people are getting in the game on the Republican side almost every week. You have plenty of options. Not Trump. You don't want Trump. He's bad.
You really don't have viable options. As a Republican Party, there is no viable candidate running. No one that could win the general, to my opinion.
Well, I would concur with that. Yes. Yes.
So if your plan is to win the White House, you better start fresh, man. There might be, Dom, at least in my opinion, and you could give us yours. Again, 844-967-2789. Here are the two white knights, because it's always a white man, right? The two white knights that could ride in and maybe change the trajectory from defeat to victory for the Republican Party. Glenn Youngkin, the Virginia governor, you know, he came out and he won in the off year and he made it all about parents and indoctrination of your kids or something. I forget, but he pulled it off, you know, sort of split the incentive, but wasn't Trumpy. And then Brian Kemp, the governor of Georgia, he is also, you know, one of the great white hopes of the Republican Party, because that guy from down south, that Ron DeSantis character, he's crashing. He's burning in the
polls. What about Tim Scott, man? What about Tim Scott?
Well, A, it's very hard for a U.S. senator to win the presidency. And B, Tim Scott is the wrong color to be the nominee for the Republican Party. I'm just saying.
You don't think the party wouldn't go for it no matter what?
It didn't work for Herman Cain and his Becky stand. It didn't work with Ben Carson, sleepy Ben Carson. Remember him? He stabbed
Stabby
somebody.
McStabberson?
Stabby McStabberson. Stabby.
Yeah.
Didn't work for him. I mean, really, I think it's very hard for a culturally diverse candidate to succeed in a racially insensitive, perhaps fully bigoted party.
That's one way to look at it. Yeah, I got
When your foundation is white nationalism, Dom, it's just hard to succeed as a black senator from South Carolina.
You know, I had the opportunity to talk to some of my extended relatives over the weekend in Metro Detroit.
Trumpy Uncle extended Bill's 80th, relatives?
Yeah, a lot of conservatives. I mean, you know, the Italian side, very church going, you know, all that. And I'm none of those things, right? So got to have a few of these conversations. And I brought up, you know, anytime you see, you know, the flags, the Nazi flags or the Confederate battle flag, right? I mean, none of those protests and people, although they may be a small percentage, as pointed out, but of course they make a big effort. You know, violent 100 people can do a lot of damage in a town of 10,000. You know what I'm saying? So that aside, you never see the Confederate flag or the Nazi flags or the white nationalists, you know, supporting Dems. You know what I mean? And they're not like, you know, Black Lives Matter. They're not doing that. That's the Nazis and the Confederate and the white Christian nationalists are not standing arm in arm with Democrats and Democratic policies.
Are you telling me, David?
They are on the Republican side. Why is that?
Telling me David Duke didn't endorse Hillary Clinton?
Come on, man. You know, I'm not saying all Republicans are racist, but the racists certainly seem to be Republicans.
844-967-2789. Annie from Watertown, welcome. How are you?
Hi, Annie.
Nothing really much against the Red Cross, but I always like to give my blood to the Wisconsin Blood Center because then it stays in Wisconsin because Wisconsin, just like we
still count, Annie.
We're really good here. Pardon?
We still count that. You don't have to go to the Red Cross. All you got to do is tag Civic Pints or better yet,
right.
Trudy and Dom told me to go get blood here, and I've given blood.
Yeah,
here's my photo on Facebook. That's how we'll know you did it, Annie. We're taking credit if you post.
And good advice is drink lots of water before you go, because then you won't end up with them having more trouble to find a spot to go in. And really, don't it's really dangerous to drink afterwards. I'll tell you, it sort of dates me that when I was in college, after giving blood, went back to the dorm and had a couple shorties, just a couple little shorties.
Couple of blats?
Beers. Yeah, and went to class, and then I don't know, there I was getting up and there was breakage of the glass things in the science lab there.
Yeah, you went to Chem Lab? Yeah. Too shorty drunk after giving blood, Annie?
Stay away from the Bunsen burners, Annie.
Yeah. I don't even know if I went back to that class or if I dropped out. I don't know.
That attitude tells me you dropped Kim.
Never to be seen again.
It was awful, So, I mean, I was young and healthy then, you know?
Right, yeah. Until they take a couple pints out, Annie. So, okay, note to self, stay hydrated and don't drink a lot of beer afterwards.
Is tequila okay, Annie? Because that is sort of, you know, like 20% of Dom's blood alcohol.
Well, I don't know about before, but I just have experience after.
Right. Well, thank you for sharing your experience with us, Annie. We do appreciate it. Stay hydrated, folks, and don't drink when you're done.
And give blood. Give blood.
Give blood.
At the American Red Cross or the local place Annie recommended, it's worth a Google. We've got a really easy share page over at civicmedia.us /giveblood. And we're challenging all of you because apparently there's a need. And Earl told us to.
And Earl tells us to, then we have to.
Well, Earl doesn't ask for much.
No, he doesn't.
But when he asks us to get on board, we're good soldiers, man. Give your blood. Damn it, Earl said so. Dominic, the story you alluded to briefly about the Hunter Biden prosecutor, and I found coverage here at thehill.com. He disputes the GOP and the IRS whistleblower claims.
Quote unquote whistleblower, because he never attained whistleblower status. They just like to call him that on Fox News to make a trumped up story seem something else.
Well, I want to make sure we get this one out there for CJ and maybe Gary and a few others. Our conservative
friends. Repeat
it
a couple of times. Yeah.
If they weren't run off by being accused of being racist by you. But anyways, U.S. Attorney for Delaware, David Weiss, said he never requested special counsel authority during his probe of Hunter Biden. To hear that, CJ, never requested special counsel authority, directly countering claims from an IRS whistleblower, and we're going to throw some air quotes around that term, in House Republicans. Well, I wish I could throw some air quotes around that term, who said he was blocked from aggressively pursuing the case. The letter sent to the Senate Judiciary ranking member Lindsey Graham disputes testimony from IRS investigator Gary Shapley, who worked on the Biden investigation and said Weiss was denied special counsel status. Shapley also said Weiss was barred from bringing charges in D.C., where he claimed prosecutors would have been able to bring the strongest case. Echoing earlier statements that he had total control of the investigation, Weiss's Monday letter is the clearest language yet in pushing back on Shapley's testimony. There are two statutes on the book governing such appointments and powers associated, Weiss notes, including a status allowing him to file charges outside his district of Delaware. To clarify an apparent misperception and to avoid future confusion, I wish to make one point clear. In this case, I have not requested special counsel designation pursuant, and then he lists the statute. Rather, I had discussions with departmental officials regarding potential appointments under, and then he names the statute, which would have allowed me to file charges in a district outside my own without the partnership of the local U.S. attorney. I was assured that I would be granted this authority if it proved necessary. Now, Shapley's testimony was released by the House Ways and Means Committee just days after Biden's attorney announced they reached an agreement with Weiss that would mean no jail time, but require the president's son to plead guilty in relation to two tax crimes. The deal would also require Biden to enter a pretrial diversion program in relation to charges stemming from failing to mention drug use when buying a weapon. And the so-called whistleblower Shapley Dom has alleged that Biden received preferential treatment in the case, with authorities too eager to coordinate with Biden's attorneys and expressing hesitation to secure search warrants.
As the New York Times reported as well, Curdy, that he never had been denied the authority to bring charges in any jurisdiction. So I hope for all the Republicans out there, this clears up any misunderstanding and will avoid future confusion.
You can't trust the Trump-appointed U.S. attorney because they wouldn't let him be special counselor. Come back, more Devils. You might not see.
Save the $2 on tomorrow's paper. Listen to the Devil's Advocates today.
And welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Our last segment of the day. Join us, 844-967-2789. Stick around, Maggie Dawn. The Maggie Dawn Show coming up at 6 o'clock.
She is super smart. I'm a little intimidated by her intelligence.
Yeah. I love being around smart people. It makes me smarter.
Yes. Well, then you benefit from my company each and every day.
Is that what you're
But
sure
compared
about?
To Maggie Dawn, you know, I always feel just a little dumb. Dominic, the anti-Trump wing of the Republican Party fails to gain any significant traction. There are calls from within the party to draft Brian Kemp. And they're growing loud, according to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Georgia Governor Kemp hasn't given any indication he's going to run, but growing pressure, most recently in the form of a Washington Post column, asking Kemp and Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin to offer Republicans, and here's the quote, the only real chance for a party to move beyond Trump. His speculation growing as to what role he could play in the race. Speaking on CNN over the weekend, former Lieutenant Governor Jeff Duncan praised Kemp as someone who knows what conservative leadership looks like. And he did it in a non-hateful way. Here's how Duncan describes Brian Kemp.
I mean, come on, the bar is so low, you guys.
He's conservative, but not angry. Like, you have to draw that distinction. Like, he's the one guy who's conservative, but not angry.
And so non-hateful.
That, to me, is the model of Brian Kemp. Wants to run for president, then I'd certainly be there to help him. But according to the Journal Constitution, Kemp hardly has the infrastructure in place for a presidential run. He has just a few staffers working on his federal political action committee. He's got a political action committee?
Doesn't everybody?
And his political circle remains very tight. Even in Georgia, where Trump has suffered some of his most stinging electoral setbacks, the former president still leads Kemp. It says one leads Kemp 100% and other. I don't know how you bleed a guy by 100%. That has many at the state capitol and beyond skeptical about a Kemp presidential bid. I'm sorry, I can't tell you what the actual number is.
Well, and that's the thing, right? So even if you agree with the sentiment that, you know, okay, he's a conservative and he's not hateful and he's not as angry or whatever the case may be, you know, if he's got a potential, a future, this is not probably the year. You know what I mean? Why would you jump into this crap show that is right now? If you're not already in, right? If the infrastructure, obviously we got lots of Republicans running right now. There's a lot of things going on, but it's still a crap. You're going to have potentially the leader right now who's already indicted twice, indicted two or three more times, and trials to start what, next year?
That's why you run. That's why you run, dude. Because there's one viable candidate right now from the Republican point of view. There's one guy who dominates the rest, and it's Donald Trump. And if you are so convinced the man's going to be under lock and key, or at least federal indictment, or maybe a trial, well, damn it, they better have an alternative, should they not? Well, it's not going to be Ron DeSantis. He's already crying himself to sleep. I see echoes of Scott Walker's
you
failure.
The second place runner-up, Ron DeSantis, because that's who's leading beyond Trump.
He's going.
It might be Trump 50, DeSantis 30, but Ramaswamy at 4, Pence at 2, Scott at 3, Haley at 1, Christie at 2, and Hutchinson at 2. That tells me, I mean, hell, DeSantis is rolling over those folks. He is your guy.
Only trailing by 20 to a guy under 37
right,
counts
it,
of federal
Kemp
indictment.
Gets in, Kemp gets in, he's going to be pulling what?
Well,
he doesn't have the infrastructure, doesn't have the money, he's not ready to roll, and this is already a crap show.
Oh, I mean, come on, man. You don't think there's
at
some
this point,
rich...
you just kind of hold off, because what are you going to do? Burn the bridges for all the Trump runners out there? Come back in another 4, Kemp, and you'll be ready to roll.
844-967-2789. I'm just saying, if you want a Republican president, that would be your only path. It's either Youngkin or Kemp. It's not Trump. And it's certainly not Ron DeSantis, not to my opinion. But we'll see. Paul, welcome back. How you doing, fella?
Hey, Wisco.
Hey, I'm hanging in there, gentlemen. That Hunter Biden thing is so lame. I mean, it's already been a settled law, and these guys are trying to dig up stuff on poor Hunter.
Well, it would be, if there was some there. If this David Weiss, right. If this U.S. attorney, this Trump appointee said, you're right, I was stifled. I was blocked from fully investigating Hunter Biden. If that was the tale he was telling today, it'd be a different story.
Yes, it would be.
But he's directly contradicting what the House Republicans are putting out there is the fact, because some supposed whistleblower who didn't actually follow the whistleblower process said so, and that's what they want to hear. Oh, they're all corrupt because we got a guy who's willing to lie under oath. But the actual federal prosecutor who has the benefit of the evidence and the case, he pled the deal out. I mean, if Hunter screws it up, man, he could go to federal prison. I wouldn't want to be on federal paper for the next couple of years. Not with my lifestyle.
No, it's over, and they're just trying to dig stuff up. He's being prosecuted, period, end of conversation. And, hey, as far as Trump, if he doesn't run, who are the Republicans going to have left to vote? Because I don't think the Trump voters, the true Trump voters, will even turn out for, like, Kemp and the gentleman Youngkin or whatever his name is. So if they don't have Trump, I don't see them. I don't think they have a chance of beating Biden. Of course, I could be wrong. Hey, thanks for taking my calls.
Hey, Paulie, thank you, man.
The Biden thing is, yeah, bye.
All right, thanks, man. Appreciate it. 844-967-2789. CJ, you'll get the last word today. What do you got for us?
Don't be angry.
I know you guys care about.
Don't call angry.
No, you guys care about the truth, and you're going to cover Christopher Wray to explain the cover-up of Hunter Biden and who left the cocaine in the White House. And, you know, who spent $5 million?
Where's Waldo, CJ? Come on, man.
All right, CJ, hang on. Let's address this one issue quickly, while we have just a couple of minutes here. So the guy, Weiss, he's a federal prosecutor in Delaware. He said, hey, what this whistleblower said wasn't true. What say you?
Well, the Weiss heard it, had him repeat it twice, that they did not have the ability to prosecute in other jurisdictions. The
that's not that's true.
He's directly contradicting you, CJ.
Specifically today.
Do you care?
Yes, about the truth, not your version, CJ.
Doing another. Okay, do you care? Do you want to see this? You guys should play the testimony.
CJ.
The testimony of the guy who's being refuted by the actual prosecutor.
The Trump-appointed U.S. attorney, dude. I'm going to defer to the U.S. attorney who actually had the case, made the plea deal, and refutes everything these House Republicans have said, effectively. That's then gruel, CJ. Still, D-bag of the year. You're going
congratulations.
For back-to-back championships.
It's never been done.
Maggie Dawn coming next, and our pal, Mark Thompson, the Paul Revere Show, right here on Civic Media. Keep it locked. We'll do it for you on Tuesday.